Many researchers already link milder winters, thinning ice covers, and more frequent heavy rainstorms to the increase in global temperatures. A new study by some Midwestern universities and the Union of Concerned Scientists offers a comprehensive look at what rising global temperatures would continue to mean for the Great Lakes region. UW-Madison ecology professor Richard Lindroth says a new climate change model forecasts that by the end of the century, summertime temperatures in Wisconsin will be 8 to 18 degrees hotter, and wintertime temperatures will be 6 to 11 degrees warmer.
To put these changes into perspective, the amount of change that we're predicting to occur over the next 100 years is roughly the same as that which has occurred since the last ice age about 10,000 years ago.
Lindroth also predicts wetter Wisconsin winters and drier summers, except for more frequent heavy rainfalls. He says within 30 years, Wisconsin's summer will feel like one in Illinois, and within 100 years, our summer may feel like one in Arkansas. UW-Madison zoology professor John Magnuson says climate change is also likely to lead to lower stream and lake levels, but more flooding in winter, spring, and early summer. Magnuson says that could leave drinking water systems more susceptible to outbreaks of microbes like Cryptosporidium.
They would occur more frequently because of the increasing intensity of some of the rain events and the inability of the design criteria of communities to keep their storm water and their sewage water separate, and also more runoff from farm fields.
Global warming could also affect the location of fish and tree species in Wisconsin. The scientists stress that some of the worst-case scenarios can still be avoided if individuals and governments take more steps to reduce air pollution and make efficient use of energy. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.